This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris.
Nobody. Coming up, Chris, you're going to tell us about the IRS. They're targeting crypto users again, and we'll find out what their latest plot is on the way here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Not only can you call us at 603-283-6160, but also we have our Matrix chat server, which is sometimes pretty useful for nice audio video conferencing, but sometimes it just doesn't work at all. So you get what you get. It's a free service. In this case, it's working. Lysander Knapp is with us on the line here, I believe, from Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, sound loud and clear. Go ahead.
Who's that?
So I was reading. It did pass Thursday.
What did?
To enhance the bill that would criminalize insulting police in Kentucky.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the unconstitutional bill that they...
Blatantly unconstitutional.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere.
Well, apparently it passed.
I mean, it's not going anywhere in the courts. That's going to get shot down probably immediately before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what they said about Wickard v. Filburn.
I don't even think that there's already prior precedent on that one. Yeah, I don't think there's even. I don't even think it's going to it's going to get thrown out before it even gets to the district court.
It has only passed. Sorry to say, the Senate. So it has not yet been passed by the House. So it's got a ways to go to get to get through the whole process. But do you have the details on it here? Because if you don't, I do have some of it pulled up.
Go ahead and go. You take off with it.
It says that under the legislation, anyone who, quote, accosts, insults, taunts, or challenges a law enforcement officer with offensive or derisive words or by gestures or other physical contact that would have a direct tendency to provoke a violent response.
Most of that's already illegal. It's just the speech part of it that's unconstitutional.
Would be guilty of a misdemeanor and face up to 90 days in jail and fines. Well, now, accosting isn't actual attack. That's just saying something. Insulting is also saying something. Taunting is also saying something. Challenging, again, we're talking about all of this is speech. I don't think any of this is illegal, except for physical contact.
Yeah, that's the part that would be illegal. Yeah.
What I love about this is it's the government admitting that their goons are such petulant children that they would result to violence over insults.
That's right. Yeah, they can't handle.
That's true.
They can't handle, the classic playground wording of sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Apparently the cops never learned that when they still, their poor little feelings are getting hurt and they want to lash out with violence. Well, now they can. They'll arrest you.
Is that how it's supposed to go?
Sticks and stones.
I thought it ended whips and chains excite me.
I think that's the kinky version.
Oh, okay.
It looks like I'm going to have to make a trip to Louisville this summer and have some fun.
Now, that's right next door, right? Are you pretty close?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And I imagine there will be protests because they'll probably murder someone.
Make sure you have your lawyer on speed dial, at least so you've put his phone number in
your camera.
In your phone or in your head so you know it by heart because if they arrest you, you're going to want to have your lawyer ready to go on this one. And Chris, you're right. There's a long history of court cases that have to do with people insulting the police, flipping the bird to the police, calling them names, driving by playing F the police at the top of their, turning their stereos up, cranking it up. People have been arrested, targeted by the police for all of these things, and every time the police lose.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because even when they crack down and they can't arrest you for, filming the police. They'll just come up with something else.
That's true.
To get you on, because they'll charge you with like disorderly, one of these other, kind of catch all offenses that, even after it's been, you know, restricted is still a very catch-all kind of offense. So
I'll be surprised if this doesn't get passed into law. Government's just getting worse and worse.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I got nearly kicked out of a Staples today for not wearing a mask.
Nearly kicked out.
Wow. What
yes. Well, I was in there to get more labels for, you know, the White Rose stuff.
Nice.
And unfortunately, you know, it's the only place where I could find it. So I did have to put a mask on.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Do you not have internet access?
Well, I guess I could have ordered it. Yeah, I could have ordered it. Yeah, I just so I might return their product tonight, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Why did you have to put a mask on? I mean, are they going to kick you out of the store? I've been to Staples without a mask on multiple times.
I said I had an exemption, and they're like, we don't care. It's a college town that they're in, so they're super progressive there.
Wow.
They're like, we don't care. And so I was just like, whatever. Amazing. I threw on my neck gaiter, went and got my labels, and I think tonight I might return their product.
I like it. Very good. Thanks for the call tonight, Lysander Knapp. Definitely appreciate it here. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. I mean, we're in a college town, too, but Staples didn't have a problem with it here.
Yeah, I've been to Staples numerous times without a problem. But, you know, it's often management. It's actually often the decision of management or, you know, just even an employee that's there. You know, it's like, it is, it's what it is.
Yep, some of them really seem to get off on telling people what to do.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. The Kentucky bill was passed 22-11, so fairly overwhelming majority passing this. The state house is also controlled by Republicans, so the Senate, heavily Republican, they passed this thing. The state house also may pass it, and I do agree with you. The first thing that needs to happen is this thing needs to get challenged. Now, do you need to actually get arrested to challenge laws like this? Or is
for standing, wouldn't you have to be arrested for mm-hmm. have standing to challenge it?
Wow.
Yeah, I think you would.
Well, I guess, people need to hit the streets in Kentucky and just start flipping off every cop left and right. Because, you know, if you want to put this thing to the test, then that's the only way that it's going to work out.
I can only imagine, like, it gets to court and it's like there's already prior precedent. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, a ton of it.
Yeah, there's so much prior precedent. It's like, and you know what? It won't surprise me if, like, you win, basically, and then they appeal it. And it just keeps going back and forth, like, all the way up to the, you know, like, a state Supreme Court or something like that before, you know, it's like they stop appealing.
Well, plus, a lot of this is, whenever you see the politicians doing laws that are clearly unconstitutional like this, it's just political pandering.
Really, yeah, absolutely.
Because they know it's going to get overturned, but it's no skin off their back. There's no punishment for the politicians for passing an unconstitutional law.
This reminds me of, I think it was one of the, like, six bills was, like, the Child Online Protection Act in the 90s. Reminds me very much of that. I don't even remember what it was about exactly, but it was just, like, they just kept throwing it out. And it's, like, why do you keep passing this legislation? And I don't know if that's the one where they, like, make you... I don't even know. That might be like one of the ones where it's like you have to check a box that says you're over 13 or whatever to access a website or something like that.
Yep.
It might have been that one, or it might have been something else, or no, maybe it was a porn one. So you had to enter a credit. I don't know if people remember this, but you had to enter a credit card number in order to like access pornography, at least some pornographic websites in the 90s for a little while. Yeah, and I mean obviously it. Only apply it to like U.S. companies, so like you can still access porn sites. But in the 90s, they threw out basically that law, and then they kept passing the law again and again and again. I think it might have been that one,
right? Because there's no punishment for the politicians who pass unconstitutional things,
right?
And it happens at all levels. So here you've got the Kentucky politicians, and in Keene, where we live in New Hampshire, they passed an illegal ordinance against spice years ago, the sort of synthetic cannabis or whatever you want to call it, synthetic drugs that were very popular several years ago.
Didn't the lawyer, the city's lawyer, even say
told
that this
is illegal?
Yeah, it's not even legal.
Told him this isn't going to survive in court.
If anybody did it anyway.
They did it anyway because there's no punishment for them. It doesn't matter if it gets overturned. It's not like any kind of, you know, it's not like they have to do time in jail when they make these illegal laws. So what'll happen is it'll get overturned, and then the Republican politicians can make a big bunch of political hay about how the courts are against the police, and how dare they, you know, overturn their great law to protect our fine officers. 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris.
And as always, you're invited to join us. You can also call through our Matrix chat server. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. You can also call into the show. And you can bring up anything. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here in a moment. But also, I want to make sure you know about ForkFest. It's coming up, and it'll be here before you know it. We're talking about maybe just over 3 months at this point before ForkFest is here.
Yippee-ki-yay.
So if you aren't planning yet, you ought to get to planning real soon by going to forkfest.party and learning more about the event there. There's now a calendar, by the way, user-created. Somebody, one of the folks who's been to, I think, all of the ForkFests or most of the ForkFests has put together a calendar. Now, it is still centrally administered, meaning that if you've got an event you want to be up on the calendar, you do have to contact the calendar owner. And there are instructions on how to do that. So if you go to forkfest.party and click on the calendar page, you'll see there's a link to details on how to get something listed on that calendar. I think at some point there's been another ForkFester who's been talking about writing an app that would allow crowdsourced calendar entries, that sort of thing. So I don't know if that'll come to fruition this year, but there's all kinds of people throwing in their talents that have not added technical talents to the pool so far. So we've seen the AnyPay boys, for instance, made ForkFest.com, where it's an actual
map. That's really cool, actually,
yeah.
The map.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's. I love how it's, you know, I know the calendar is centrally maintained, yeah, by an individual, but I like the fact that the event itself is very decentralized in a sense where different people control different things. Correct. And it's not there's not a board, controlling what happens,
yeah, no,
or
one made
organizing
this
it or anything.
Except for the individual who made the calendar. He didn't have to go, right, and ask permission.
Right. And there's different people over the years, and sometimes we've had competing calendars even.
We have. There was one year that happened.
Yeah, so I think it's a great event. I think it's
experimental in a lot of ways.
It is what people make of it is effectively, mm-hmm, what it is, and people have made great things of it. So it's one of the best events that I would say best event I go to, but I don't go to any events except, right, for basically ForkFest now because of the pandemic and
all of the,
you know, all
the
Linux
conferences, yeah, you've gone to are completely over. Have you heard any rumblings?
There is one event at least that is supposed to happen.
Where?
Southeast Linux Fest.
And where does that normally happen? Florida?
That happens in North Carolina.
Okay.
And
was canceled last year.
It was. So the guy behind it...
Normally it's summertime? When does it normally happen?
It happens in the summertime, okay, actually, right around the same time as ForkFest, which I've actually had issues because I've had to fly.
That's right, I remember that.
I've had conflicts with this exact event. But Jeremy, basically, the founder, is a libertarian, actually.
Okay.
So he really wanted to do it, but he didn't have a choice because, like, it is a board. There is a board, and he's relying on other people, too. So it's not just his decision, effectively, even though he's the organizer, basically.
So it's not going to happen, or it may happen?
Well,
or?
It was canceled at the last minute, basically, last year. But he's definitely, he didn't want to cancel it, mm-hmm, and it's still planned for the summer. So unless, really, he can't make it happen, you know, because he doesn't have the support of, you know, his team that organizes it, you know.
Now, where is it going to happen? Do they know? Because getting a venue has got to be really difficult.
That's a good question. I mean, so this is North Carolina, and I don't think they're particularly strict in that area, in that state, about, like, the whole, you know, the masks and everything else. So I suspect the issue is probably mostly not in the event space itself arena, but actually just other people who are participating in organizing the event. So if they have it, I'm planning to go.
I'll go.
Yeah, I'll definitely go. And it's not scheduled to conflict this year, fortunately, sweet, with ForkFest. So I could go to both events.
All right, perfect.
And, you know, have a good time. And, you know, I didn't realize the last time I did ForkFest, the last time the ForkFest went on where it was conflicting, I didn't realize that I had conflicting events. Mm. So otherwise I wouldn't have put it in. The only reason I ended up going to the event at all, Southeast, was because I had to talk at the event. So because I was giving a talk, I felt like I had to be there. You know, I said I was going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to back out. And I know people do all the time, but, and it was a good thing they went because there was actually a lot of people who came to the talk. So,
well, I hope it happens because I just want more things for people to do. You know, I hope that the Liberty, or not Liberty Fest, the Linux Fest actually, you know, goes forward.
Oh, yeah. I hope so, too. I think there's a... I suspect there's probably a better chance this year of it happening than last.
I bet they'll have to plan for very small turnout, though.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's probably a better chance of it happening this year if I had to speculate, because last year, you know, there was no preparation for, okay, well, if so-and-so decides he doesn't want to come or whatever, well, you can't deal with that at the last minute. But
you mean, when you say so-and-so, you mean like a speaker?
An organizer, okay. Or people who assist the organizer, mm-hmm. basically, because there's a team of people doing it.
Sure.
And if you don't have enough of the people on the team, if they're all backing out at the last moment,
that's a problem.
You have nothing to do. There's nothing you can do. You just have to cancel the event. And I think this year, you know already who's going to back out and who's not, and you right. can try and get other people to help fill in and stuff, whereas last year you couldn't do that because it was just too last minute.
Good point. So check out ForkFest.party if you want to plan, write down these dates, June 28th through July 4th, although I would recommend that you contact Rogers Campground like as soon as possible and lock in your RV site or your camping site or your motel room. I'm not going to say it's going to be a sellout because, you know, it hasn't been that big over the years.
I mean, you could help like 4,000 to 5,000 people on that campground. Easy.
You could. There's a lot of room for growth.
Except for the lack of toilet facilities.
Yeah, that's a problem.
We definitely need more porta-potties.
Yeah, probably if you go over 1,500, you need additional porta-potties and things like that.
There's a lot of room for growth. There's no doubt about that. But this may be the biggest year. I mean, there's a lot of people who have been talking about attending this year that previously I've never seen their names before, that kind of thing. So it seems like there's a lot of new interest.
Yeah, that's always good. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have a good feel of who's going, but I certainly know that there's definitely people who have put themselves on the map at anypay.com.
No, it's ForkFest.com.
ForkFest.com, sorry.
Which is different from ForkFest.party.
It's the AnyPay, the people behind AnyPay, I believe, are the ones maintaining
that website.
ForkFest.com. But it's a great website to tell people where you are going to be on the campground. Which campsite did you reserve? Because, you know, once you know that information, you can kind of plan around. Like, do you want to be in an area where there's a lot of noise happening? Or do you want to be a little bit further away? And, it's a big campground, so you can get an idea of, you can go someplace that's closer to the, you know, activity, but not so far, because you don't want to end up on the opposite side of the campground. It's a big campground.
It's a long walk.
Check
it out, ForkFest.party. You can go there, and again, we'll see you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We will look forward to it. I imagine a lot of people just want to get out. They want to get out of where they are and come hang around some people that are actually of like mind, and there's no better place to do it than ForkFest. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which also happens the week prior to that. So we got 2 weeks. Come on out for both. We continue here. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. Also, the IRS targeting crypto users again. Chris has the update on the story. We'll share that with you. Plus, you can bring up anything you want here. 603-283-6160. And this is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the passage of the coronavirus stimulus package today in a Rose Garden event. President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with congressional Democratic leaders who played a key role in getting the bill to Biden's desk. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, no fan of the bill.
It is the largest single spending bill in history, and the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill. Not one Republican voted for it. question is why. This isn't a relief bill. It's pretty much a payoff for Pelosi's political allies, and it will be the American people paying the bill.
Denver may get hit with one of the biggest snowstorms ever there. The massive storm could bring up to 3 feet of snow and high winds to the mile-high city. It's currently forecast to reach the Central Rockies Saturday night and go into Sunday. This is USA Radio News. A Florida police officer is being hailed a hero after his actions this week.
A Florida police officer made the ultimate sacrifice to save others this week. Tampa Police report Master Patrol Officer Jesse Mattson purposely veered his patrol car into a wrong-way driver from Colorado Tuesday night along I-275 to protect everyone else on the highway. Colleague Detective Rachel Kolnick tells ABC Action News Jesse Mattson would always have your back.
Think about if he left his wife and kids to protect a complete stranger or strangers. That's just who he was. That's what he would do. And he would have done it for any of us as well.
The wrong-way driver was identified as 25-year-old Daniel Joshua Montague from Golden, Colorado. Police say Montague was driving more than 100 miles per hour. Both Mattson and Montague died at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Oil industry analysts say $4 a gasoline could be a reality for parts of the country this summer. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
freetalklive.com, and you can go there. You can interact with us and other Free Talk Live listeners on our social networking site, which is a Mastodon-based site, which means it is not controlled by big tech. It is self-hosted. It's federated, so it's connected with thousands of other Mastodon-based sites, and you can post to it. Post your social media updates. Tag people. And follow people. That whole thing. We got that. You can go to social.freetalklive.com to join it. You can download a myriad of different apps for various different devices that you can use to follow the people that you want to follow. Check it out at social.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and your thoughts. Joe is first up in Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, did you guys happen to see Biden on television the other day? He had two different colored masks on, so you could see that he was wearing two masks.
No, I didn't. I don't watch television generally, but I totally believe you.
Yeah, and like that article you guys were talking about, I 100% believe that's just people virtue signaling, man.
Now, which article? I'm sorry, which one?
The one about people saying, oh, my life's better, you know, because I like wearing the mask. I hope we can do it forever and all this
junk.
Well,
I mean, I don't doubt
that they can do it forever.
I don't doubt that it's true that somebody who has a, some sort of a tick where their mouth or their tongue is doing something that they can't control and it's attracting a bunch of attention they don't want, I don't doubt that that person believes they have a better life. I mean, I'll give them that. That's probably true.
Well, I think we're social animals. That's part of our evolution. And once people are only wearing these masks because they have to or they feel like they have to. And once it stops, you know, you're going to be the odd man out with a mask on your face.
And, do you think it's going to stop?
Yeah.
Well, I just came from the grocery store, and the only people, I mean, there were a couple people in there, but the only other people in there were the people that worked there had masks on.
Okay.
So,
what part of Michigan?
I was over in Hudsonville area, but I live in Grand Rapids. But,
okay.
That's more of a conservative area, so maybe, you know, a lot of it's where you're at, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
But they can't keep this going forever, dude. I mean,
I don't
this
know,
is,
man. The propaganda is that they're going to, right? So on one hand,
well, they think they're going to, but I'm telling you, people are don't believe the news. The news lies. The news is a propaganda outlet for the government.
Well, I don't believe the news, but people seem to be falling for that propaganda, right? So, I mean, it's different apparently where you are, but around here in the so-called live free or die state, I see a ton of people wearing masks.
I mean,
but they're not doing propaganda.
I mean, most
to
of the,
tell people that they have social anxiety or that they've got a facial tick.
You know, I think
We make all kinds of accommodations in society for disabled people and stuff, but man, we can't change you can't force people to wear stuff over their face because somebody has social anxiety.
They didn't say we should force other people to wear things over their face.
They are
saying, I feel more comfortable when I wear something over my face.
Yes.
And you can do that. You can wear a burqa. You can wear a Guy Fawkes mask. You can wear makeup. You can wear cat ears. You can wear whatever the hell
Nobody,
you want.
That's what
it's
the
not going to bother me a bit.
I gotcha. That's what the people in the article were saying. But what I hear Joe referring to is the mandates. What I hear Joe
But that's
referring
a different
to,
set of people.
I don't know if it's that different. There's probably some crossover between them, but
probably
but
small percentage.
Yeah, well, I don't know what percentage. I'm not going to say how many of them.
Well, there are probably some Jewish people
believe...
who are misers too. That doesn't mean we should judge all of them by that.
Yeah,
without the force, without it's just like most of these laws, man. Without the force of fines or penalties or jail time, nobody's going to follow them.
Except
you know.
The people who feel more comfortable wearing a mask.
But that's the problem here. Is
well, they
the
can
people,
wear them, but they,
yes,
the rest
they
of society.
That's the problem, though. Most of these people who are wearing them, who don't want to wear them, are the problem. They're the ones who
they're the ones forcing everybody else to do it.
No.
The people with social anxiety?
No.
The government.
Yeah.
Government is running the scam. The fact that some people feel more comfortable with their face covered is an orthogonal issue.
I don't think they're going to be able to keep this up. I really don't. I mean, it's already gone on a year now. I mean, it's going to have to...
But the propaganda is continuing. They're saying that even when people get vaccinated, they're going to have to keep wearing masks. They say that even when they get vaccinated, they have to keep doing social distancing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a limit to how long this is going to be able to be sustained. I totally understand that it's being done right now, and it's kind of amazing that they managed to keep it up as long as they have.
Yeah.
But it kind of declined, like, and then it kind of went back up, and then it's kind of declined again. I think we've had, like, you know, different levels of cooperation amongst, you know, the general population, and I think in Keene, you know, it's particularly in some ways bad relative to other parts of New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
Because this is a very lefty kind of area. But I have to say, even in Keene, most the people I interact with are not wearing masks, but I'm also
amongst interacting with libertarians.
So I don't. Yeah, I mean,
that's not the truth. At the store, I was at Walmart today. It was total compliance,
and that's what Except I was. That's exactly what I was trying to say right now. Is that there's been different level of compliance, you know, with the general population, even in a lefty town like this,
barely. It's barely.
It's definitely gone up and down.
It's 90. Yeah, maybe over the last year.
That's what I mean. Over the past year,
early.
It's been
fluctuated solid for the last couple months.
And if you look at like people's, you know, going outside, you know, for a long time, there was nobody on the roads, and now it's almost back to what
now
it was,
are.
You know, a year and a half ago.
That's true.
So I don't know. Like I don't think people can keep this up forever. And I think we've already seen, you know, the fact that people have gone out and the roads are busy again. You know,
I hope you're right, Chris. I really do.
You know, I just don't think it can be sustained. It's just, you know, people. eventually will, and I think they've already to a large degree kind of not been as careful with the masking as they were before.
The reality is what Joe said, though, is that most people are waiting to be told it's okay to take the
mask
off.
It's true.
Waiting to you know, where they know that there's not going to be some sort of legal penalty because they're afraid of what the government might do to them. Right, Joe? You think people out there want to remove the masks, but they're just too cowardly to take on the government, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are... It's the point, they just don't want the hassle, and
that's it.
In some states you have fines and stuff, but
I don't know, man.
It's
what's the penalty in Michigan? What happens if you don't wear a mask in Michigan?
I believe it was initially like $500 fine, but I don't think that stuck. I think that changed, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I have yet
to hear of anyone being penalized for wearing a mask in New Hampshire.
Is there a penalty for not wearing a mask?
I don't know anybody that's been penalized or nothing. I've been yelled at a few times, but
there's a lot of yelling going on.
Yeah, it's mostly social pressure and corporate pressure.
The only places that I've heard of like a fine being issued were like New York City or something like that.
Some in Miami. I know a guy in California who did actually receive a fine. So it has happened in some of the most.
I'm surprised for Florida because Florida is not very, very massive.
I don't know about Florida. The guy I know is in California. Did I say Florida?
You said Miami.
Well, Miami, they did have mask enforcement squads. That much they
did. That's interesting because I was under the impression that they did not. So it was city by city in Florida. Yeah. So Florida didn't have a rule, but certain cities did. Okay,
correct.
I follow you.
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, they actually had a squad of cops going around ticketing people. They probably still do. Joe, thanks for the call. I hope to hear more good news. I appreciate the optimism. I do. But unfortunately, if it's people that are just waiting for the government to say it's okay, then that just means as soon as the government says it's not okay anymore, they're going to just they're going to mask up again. And that's the problem. The problem is the obedience. If people weren't so damned obedient, then we would not have this problem at all. Then there would be nothing they could do about it because there would be a ton of people not wearing masks and they wouldn't be able to lock everybody up.
Yeah.
It would be impossible. All right, more coming up here. You can join us 603-283-6160 in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are on the way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Open phones. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian
and Chris.
And nobody.
You can bring up anything here. We're going to go back to your phone calls and your thoughts. We will continue with those. And the number again, 603-283-6160. Don't forget to join us at freetalklive.com. You can download archives there that go back for more than a decade. All completely free at freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Courtney on the line with us here. She's actually called in through the Matrix chat server, which you can join over at chat.freetalklive.com.
Nice.
We had a few callers from there tonight. They've all sounded pretty great. Courtney, go ahead.
Hi. So my issue right now is I ended up getting out of jail, and they supposedly stuck me on
Courtney,
probation.
Courtney, you've got to talk right into that microphone. Oh, I see you now. Okay, you're sitting down. Go ahead.
Okay. I got placed on probation after I got out of jail. When I went in 3 months later, I asked them if I could get my probation, like what I needed to do for probation. And apparently they never had me in the system as being on probation, even though I was doing the drug screens and everything else.
Huh.
When she found that out, they ended up sending me something in the mail to go into court. So then when I finally did go into court, they decided to place me back on probation, even though I've been doing it now for 6 months, and then added another year to it.
Wow.
Why did you tell
them? There was nothing in the system stating I was on probation for the last 6 months, period.
So they've been treating you like you were on probation for 6 months. You weren't on probation in their system. Now that they found out about it, they've gone ahead and given you an extra year on top of the 6 months you already had. What was the sentence of probation when you got out? Was it 1 year? What was the original sentence?
Actually, it was supposed to be that I wasn't on probation whatsoever. When I went down to the courthouse and went to go pay my fines, she stated to me that I was supposed to go in and see my probation officer and that I had missed a sit down with her.
Uh-huh.
So when I went in and finally sat down with her, she goes, "Yep, you got to do, you know, all these classes. You got to do counseling, this, that, and the other thing." And I was doing it for 6 months. And then when I sat down and asked her, I said, "Can I get a copy of, you know, what I'm supposed to perform with my probation with you guys? Because I never gotten anything from you." And then that's when I found out I wasn't even on it. So then they rescheduled me a court hearing. I went in, I saw the judge, and then they gave me a year of probation, even though I wasn't supposed to have anything once I got out of jail.
And what was the jail term for in the first place?
I was in there for 3.5 months.
And what was it for?
I had a misdemeanor charge of drunk and disorderly.
Wow. Drunk and disorderly, 3-month jail sentence, now on probation for 18 months?
Correct.
Did you have criminal history prior to this? Did you have other drunk and disorderly charges or anything else prior?
Nothing. I've never had anything prior.
That seems like a really harsh sentence for... I mean, it's drunk and disorderly. I mean, if there was some sort of violence or some other charge in there, you know, assault or something like that, maybe I could understand that.
Yeah, but you didn't, like, destroy any property or, you know, hurt somebody?
Nothing. And actually, when I got charged with a drunk and disorderly, I was actually in my house when they took me to jail.
Wait, what?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. You had called in about this previously.
Yeah,
right?
And this is what I was explaining to you guys. So then I went to jail for 3.5 months, got out.
Wasn't this because your child actually got out of the house while you were drunk at home? Then what happened after that was the cops found the kid out and about. It was, if I recall, an autistic child. He was walking to his babysitter's house, going somewhere he knew, and the cops came, snatched him up, acted like there was some sort of terrible thing happening, came to your house, found you in a drunken state, and then charged you.
Right? How old is this? How old was the child?
He was 7 at the time. He's 9 now.
Now, is he very autistic or just a little bit autistic?
No, because he's on the autistic spectrum. He's got he can talk. He knows how he knows his directions. I mean, he's on the higher spectrum. So the lower spectrum means, you know, you're not able to really talk.
Right.
And he's on the higher part.
I mean, that just seems ridiculous.
So he would have been able to get to the babysitter's house had he been left alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This sounds ridiculous.
When they took me to jail, I was like, I don't understand why you guys are taking me to jail. I'm in my house, and a drunk and disorderly is me being outside in public, and I'm basically threatening you guys or putting you in harm's way or myself, and I didn't even do that, and I still got 3.5 months in jail.
I mean, if the law says that you have to be in public and you're not in public, how did they come to that conviction? Like, what was the excuse that they gave you? And what was the excuse for the probation that you weren't even supposed to have originally? Like, that they then added on after the fact.
Well, see, the funny thing is when CBS decided to come over to the house and walk in, I told them to get the fuck out. Because I didn't want, there was already a bunch of cops in my house.
Right.
So because I was swearing, upset, and because they couldn't find a judge at 11 o'clock at night to sign off on a removal order to take my kids at that time, the only way that they could remove my kids, because I was the only person at the house, was to place me in jail. So they stuck that charge on me to place me in jail, to remove my kids, and now I'm in this big old...
And how did you get convicted? Right. Did you take a guilty plea?
I was trying to fight it, and at that time, the attorney, the court-appointed attorney that I had was like, well, you know, if you take the plea, then it might look better on you because you're only going to get probation because you don't have a... And then when I finally went up and I pled no contest. I didn't plead guilty.
Oh, jeez.
The judge basically threw the book at me and gave me 3.5 months for it. On the summary from the jail, it doesn't state anything on there of that I needed to do probation afterwards.
So this was a court-appointed attorney. This was a public defender.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have fought those charges based off of a quick glance of the law. I think you would have seen right away that you were in the right and that the charges were baseless. And the lawyer should have looked at that. I mean,
he's a public defender.
Public pretender.
Yeah, their job is to get people to talk people into taking a guilty plea, so they don't have to, you know, spend any time doing any work. They don't actually have to defend a case. They don't have to look at the case.
You know, they just, what's the worst that's going to happen? They find you guilty and you spend 3 months in jail. You might not even get any jail time at all, even if you are found guilty.
Well, she was because, she said not, or no contest.
Yeah.
Stay basically the same. Just
difference. Right.
So you're currently on that probation right now, Courtney?
Yep. They just said that. I'm actually going to put in a motion of appeal for that order because I don't think I should have gotten probation, period, especially when it was never in the system after I got out of jail. So I don't understand how that even, you know, transpired to begin with when I was sitting in the courtroom and then he asked me to come up.
Wow, and I'm amazed you can even sit in a courtroom. I mean, most of these courtrooms are completely closed down in a lot of places. I'm surprised they're actually even having in-person.
And this happened over this past year, or?
The charge that I got was in June of 2019.
Oh, 2019.
And then I didn't get sentenced until July
22nd. Yeah, we got to let you go. We're losing your signal, but thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Let's go to Scott. He is the bigot in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Ian, Chris, and everybody. I hope you're all right tonight. I'll make my my case short and sweet. I honestly want to believe that 2021 will be the overthrow of our evil Zionist-occupied government, and I jotted down a few notes. 70, 80 million unemployed Americans, hungry, homeless. 1,400 stimulus is chump change. That's a joke. That's a sick joke. A stock market crash is not if it will happen. It's when it will happen. Mm. It has to pop. The sooner the better. Hyperinflation has to set in because they're printing up so much money. We're going to become like Weimar Germany. It has to. Then you've got they destroyed our First and Second Amendment rights.
I'm telling you, the best thing you can do, in my opinion, thank you, Scott. I wish we had more time. We don't. We're out of time for tonight. The best thing you can do with that $1,400, I'm not an investment advisor, but if I were you, I'd put it into crypto. That's what I'd do. What about you, Chris? What'd you do?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Check out Chris on his website, freedomdecrypted.com, and nobody at electnobody.com. He's got a show coming up on our video channels in about a half hour, so stay tuned to those.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.